I decided to start making very small microscopic changes. I'm going to start waking up a little bit earlier. I'm going to do better. I'm going to try a little bit harder to say yes to my sons every now and again.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
On this episode, I just want to share a personal story. Now, most of us, including me, when I share personal stories, I'd rather it be a personal story where I look super good, I look awesome, I look like the best business person ever, the best dad ever, whatever it is that I care about. But this story today, it's not going to paint me quite in that light. In fact, it's something that I feel really bad about, and I'm really glad for the overall outcome from going through this story. But in short, I was at a mastermind group. At the time, it was in Florida. Now, before I get into that story, let me at least share with you what is a mastermind group and what are some of the considerations you might want to make if you're going to be joining somebody's group. In this case, I joined a group where I believe that the person who was running it cared a lot more about the numbers. They wanted to have the biggest mastermind group. They wanted a ton of people paying them $25,000 per year. And I believe there was like about 65 of us. And that's a lot of money. 65 people times $25,000 per year. It's a substantial amount of money. And I think this person really wanted to either have a big group just for like the ego that he could say that he had the biggest group in that genre. Or if that wasn't really his concern, maybe he wanted to have a big group just so he was making the most amount of money. And so I will share before I get into the story that I believe that this person could have been more effective in having an even better group, an even better mastermind than he did have, if he would have focused on it being a lot smaller. For example, I'm a member of another mastermind, and the max amount of people that are allowed in one group is 15 people. And that's wonderful because if you spend 2 days with each other, you can really get to know people on like a deeper level. And when it's your turn to be what they call on the hot seat, this is when you are sharing your struggles with the rest of the room, then you have like an hour to do it. At this particular mastermind that I'm sharing with you in this story, I wish I was able to go a little bit longer. I think I would have gotten even more accomplished because with 5 to 15 minutes of sharing, it can usually be pretty surface level. But on this day at this time, I didn't keep it surface level. What was interesting is this was at the end of 2018, at the very end of 2018. And my business was doing really well. I had a podcast. It had just been into the top 1% in the world. And many people knew who I was in the real estate investing space. Many people looked up to me. Even a lot of the people that I looked up to also looked up to me in business because I was pretty much crushing it in business. I'm trying to remember exactly at the time. I must have had like 800 doors, might have been right there in that $70 to $75 million assets under management range, which is really good for a real estate investor. And my podcast was blowing up and I had an annual event and it was really well known and well attended. We're one of the biggest events in our space. And I felt just so good. But what was weird is as I was about to walk up on stage at this mastermind, and I think I only had like 5 or 6 minutes. I remember thinking that I don't want to talk about anything in business. Like right now at the time and back in 2018, this is a long time ago, I just felt like business was fine and I could not decide what I was going to discuss. I couldn't decide what I would share. What am I struggling with? And then it hit me. I felt like I was a terrible dad. This is legit what was going on in my mind. I felt like I was working 40 to 60 hours a week. I would wake up first thing and I would get my kids ready to go to school, and then I would work all day. And then I would come home later and I'd be really stressed out because business was really pretty much all I cared about. It's the only focus that I had. And so I got up and I just started bawling. I mean, I was in front of like 60 plus people and I broke down and I said, I don't really feel inclined to talk about anything in business. I think business is going well. I just need to figure out how I can take better care of myself and be a better dad. And for the very short amount of time that I had, I was pretty much bawling the entire time. And it ended up being that a lot of people could relate with me. If they were able to see themselves in that story. And what was interesting is many of the people in that room came up to me after, and they either mentioned that they always thought that I had my shit together. They thought I was a better dad. They see pictures online. And of course, those were the highlight reels. Here is where I kind of got lost and how I found my way back. So if you or anyone that you know are in a place where business is fine or even booming, and your family or even your health has taken a back seat. I was at the time around 220 pounds, and I was drinking like 6 beers almost every night. Like, I would get home and my kids would come up to me, Dad, can I show you this? And I would say, not now. Dad has to work. I've got some work. And then I would be done working. The beers would start kicking in. And then I would be vegging, watching like some show on Netflix or something like that, that could entertain me and help me get distracted from just a tough, busy day. And the kid would come back up and say, Dad, can I show you now? And I'm like, no, I'm watching the show. And I felt horrible. I felt horrible. And I clearly recall asking my son, I used to pretend that I was the strongest man in the universe. I was much stronger than my children. And one of them, I remember back when I was little, I was like, I'm the strongest man in the universe, which obviously is not true. There's many, many people stronger than me. However, the kids looked up and respected me. And then the one of the kids had told me, I remember he said that I was fat. And I'm like, I never identified like myself. I never identified as a fat person. I definitely had a gut. My face was more round than it is today. But here's the thing. I wasn't taking care of my body. I wasn't taking care of my kids. I was ignoring my kids. I was resenting my children. I remember thinking, man, there's a few people in my industry at the time that either started after me and now they're ahead of where I was. Again, if I were you, I wouldn't even compare myself. I wouldn't be comparing yourself to your competition in any way for many reasons, partly because a lot of stuff is highlight reels, but also you should just be comparing yourself to yourself, who you were yesterday. But when it comes down to it, I certainly recall that my kids said I was fat and I was like, I'm not fat, you know, and I'm sitting here justifying it, realizing that I'm not spending enough time for them or for myself. And the priorities that I had when I was younger were going out the window, falling by the wayside. The priorities that I believed that I would always have growing up, I remember thinking, I'm going to be a better dad than even my parents. I'm going to be a better parent than my parents. And I have great, amazing parents. And by the way, nowhere close to where the level that I believe that I had when I was growing up. I do remember, though, growing up thinking, I'm going to be even better. I'm going to be nicer. I'm going to be friendlier. I'm going to buy more stuff for them. I'm going to spend more time with them. I was a latchkey kid, and both my parents work. And so we did a lot of this stuff on our own. We cooked, a lot of times, we cooked our own breakfast, our own lunch, and our own dinner. Not all the time, but sometimes we would cook all three of our own meals in one day. And so I remember thinking, I'm going to be present. I'm going to be there for my kids. And I remember I never even drank alcohol growing up. Also, I just believed in health. And alcohol, no matter whether you drink or don't drink and how much you drink, it doesn't matter. We can all see that alcohol is truly not healthy for our body. It doesn't really benefit us to get to that any level that we wanted, especially how much I was drinking at the time. I might buy a 30 pack on Sunday and I might have to buy another 30 pack the following Sunday, not have 5 or 6 beers almost every night. And here's the thing. Here's a big portion of what I want you to take away. None of us are perfect. We all start somewhere. Additionally, it's a downward spiral. Everything is a spiral, whether it's an upward spiral or a downward spiral. We're either growing or we're shrinking. There is no staying the same. You're either getting fatter or you're getting fitter. There is no in between. And all of the things, if you ever want to read a book, I'd ask you to read Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Profound book, really great book. But it shows that we're either microscopically or quickly getting better, or microscopically or abruptly diminishing. And that's where I was. Every drink that I had made me more grouchy that day and the next day. Every bit of hard work that I did made me feel even more stressed. Every time that my kid asked me if I could watch something that he created or if I could play a game with him, I was going backwards. I was damaging our relationship even more than the day before, and compounding on top of the amount of efforts that my kids are thinking, my dad's never going to do anything with me. He's always going to say no. Now they stop asking. Now they start feeling resentful. And then I feel like I'm in an even worse relationship, which makes me focus even more on work, because work was the one thing that I thought I had figured out. So I mentioned some of this in front of everybody at this mastermind, and people started pouring into me. I decided to start making very small microscopic changes, not to change completely overnight. What I decided to do on that day is I'm going to start waking up a little bit earlier and just getting outside, whether it's for a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute jog, a few jumping jacks, just to go out and express gratitude outside, just to get into that sun a little bit earlier. That was one change that I made. The next change that I made is I'm going to do better. I'm going to try a little bit harder to say yes to my sons every now and again. So they might come up and say, hey, would you want to see this? Or, hey, can we play a game? I'm bored, or whatever. I decided to try to say yes every now and again. And what ended up happening is I started going back to the gym, something that had always been important to me, going back to the gym. And then I started deciding that I didn't need alcohol quite as much because I was feeling a little bit better. I was a little bit more fitter. I was a little bit more excited and happy and energetic. And it started going into a different direction. So I went from a little over 220 pounds down to like 168 pounds. I lost like 50 pounds. And the relationship with my kids grew a ton. And what's really the most interesting thing, and how I want to end this episode today with you, is to let you know that I remember believing that if I spent more time with kids, if I went to the gym, then what would end up happening is I would be leaving my eye off the ball at work. I truly felt that if I focus more on my kids and my health, I only have so much time in the day. I'm not going to be able to work as much. And so I'm probably not going to make as much money. And the opposite ended up occurring. And that's where I wanted to just finalize the story with you today, is that not only did I lose a whole bunch of weight, not only did I, for the most part, stop drinking. I still drink alcohol. I had a few glasses of wine last night with a family party. But the point is that we're either growing or we're dying. We're either shrinking or we're diminishing. We're either growing and increasing or we're shrinking and diminishing. And things compound on themselves. Small, subtle, good choices in our lives benefit us in more ways than one. And bad choices, and maybe I could even say slightly less good choices, not even bad choices, start to go the other direction. And my health definitely went way up. My income in 2019 was the best that I have ever had in a single year. So this was December of 18. And in 2019, I focused more on my kids and more on my health. And then I just made way more money. And it was crazy. Here's a couple of reasons why I put more trust in my team. The crankiness that I had by drinking more and not sleeping very much and not exercising transitioned to being a little bit more open-minded, a little bit more caring and compassionate and patient with my team. And so my team in my company ended up doing much, much better as well. And so the following year, the following 12 months from after December of 2018, the biggest year I ever had at the time, and I worked a lot less and my relationships grew. And I'm just hoping that my impression was right. There's a lot of people that might not need to hear this. They're already doing awesome. But I had a sneaking suspicion and impression that I needed to share this story with you today, even if it's not, maybe it's my darkest hour. It's not my most impressive thing that I've ever accomplished and something that I generally wouldn't want people to know. So spend the time to share it with you in case, in hope that it will either benefit you or that you share it with a friend who needed to hear this today. So thank you. And this has been a podcast episode on The Podcast on Podcasting. I'm your host, Adam A. Adams, and I'll see you on the next episode. This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.